Hey, guess what? It's Sunday night. And you know what? It's time to put a little more fun back into the internet. So put away the porn. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio.
Day.
Yeah, that was okay. We forgot to turn the mic on, so the show is mostly over.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And if you're interested, check out my website. Bye.
Thank you. VFTP.
.net.
Yes.
Yeah, don't forget that. That's bankwagon.n3.net.
That's right.
Okay, we'll catch you later.
Thank you.
Do you think they're still listening?
Don't know. We probably got the dedicated people, you know.
Of course,
still here.
And then the people that kind of just drift in and find us—they're scared now and they left.
Yeah, but those are scary people anyway because they see Spank in there. For some reason, they see Spank Wagon, and we usually get two types of dudes. But we usually get sadists and sadistic gearheads.
True.
For some reason.
True. Or we get people who look at the Spank Wagon and instantly think it's porn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always the
one. I don't get that. I guess... it's like an S&M bang bus.
Spank Wagon? What, you drive around in a grocery getter trying to pick up chicks?
Yeah.
So you can fuck them in a grocery getter.
Yeah, grocery getter.
A station wagon.
You know what? Make that a real challenge.
What?
Use like a Festiva.
No. Try to do anything in Festiva, let alone drive it's next to impossible. And how cool can you be to pick up chicks? Hey, baby, you want to go cruising? We can hit 55 downhill in the wind.
You say grocery getter, I'm like thinking nailing chicks in shopping carts. That's the only thing I can... And not just regular shopping carts, those alpha beta ones, you know, that load out.
That load out with the really high, you can knock it over. But the high V ones back where I'm from.
Yeah, and where's that again?
That's Iowa.
Oh, I think I'll say Henderson.
Henderson? No, of course.
Forget about it. No. He's dead.
I'll sell you a car.
You bought his fucking car, of course. Have a cannoli.
Scary dealerships. Scary
dealerships.
Listen
to Cable Rep. It'll help you like it helped me. Gosh, that guy, Christmas time.
Huh?
He's like this Goomba dude doing the same fucking shit. Like, is it worth it? Of course. He does this whole aggressive fucking commercial at Christmas with a fucking Santa hat on.
Nice.
It's funny as hell to see.
So it's aggressive aggressive car sales.
Yeah. So it's like a militant elf.
I got a question, though. What, all the salesmen, are they required to wear like suits and little flowers and lapels and stuff like that?
I don't know. I imagine there's a lot of ball grabbing around there, though.
A lot of ball grabbing?
And self-adjusting.
Yeah, you know. You want to buy this? You want to buy this?
Yeah.
And start grabbing yourself. Well, there goes my neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, you want your neighborhood to go? Call INS.
Well, that's true. Of course, you're kind of a dick. I don't know how you did it. Well, no, I know how you did it. I left my door unlocked.
So, let's back up. I had some paperwork to finish up before we left to the office. So I actually left late. And what happens is I don't drive fast anymore. So I took my time to get here.
Right.
And the trench had at least a minimum of a 5 to 10 minute lead on me to get home. So I get here late.
Mm-hmm. Late. Now, keep in mind, me and the Whiff, we're in the kitchen, probably bickering, because we usually do that quite a bit. And we're just talking about something stupid, you know, and I'm sure I've lost her interest 5 minutes into the conversation, or at least 5 minutes after I hit the door. And what happens? But Dickhead here with sideburns decides to, Dick with ears and sideburns, I should say, decides to walk in and scream, just, "Ah!"
And I jump out at them.
You jump out around the corner and into our kitchen.
I don't scream, but I do this really loud growl, going, "Ah!" And that was funny as hell to
see. The desktop animal.
Yeah. Grr, baby.
God.
I did that to a customer once.
That's so funny.
I was like, it's a desktop animal on the side, huh? Grr! She couldn't stop laughing, man.
Of course.
I got the sale.
Yeah, of course. That helps. So now, anyhow, you do your little Grr thing, and of course the Whiff screams in 3 octaves.
And so did you.
And so did I.
Yes.
I screamed like a little bitch. Because that startled the hell out of me. What can I say?
It was funny as hell.
It was hilarious.
It really
but
was.
But I guess now I have to figure one up from you because I got to find something that can scare you now.
You find something that scares me.
Find something that scares you. No, don't tell me what scares you. No, actually, what I was thinking was taking his DeLorean or a DeLorean and just getting a piece of aluminum foil, crinkling it up and just placing it on the side of your DeLorean.
No.
You'd look out, see that wrinkled shine, and then you'd be screaming at first. You'd get a little closer and realize what it was.
Probably. Pull my finger.
Oh, no. Even with your butt to the window, I'm not touching your finger. You can blow out the screen. You can kill my neighbors.
Well, you've already got gnats in here, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. I guess my house is actually falling apart, so I live in the money trap house.
Yeah, man. It's the money pit here, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the...
It has a floor that's like slowly sinking in the upstairs hallway.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
I told them that all you got to do is cut the carpet and pour some quickcrete in there.
See,
it'll be fine.
Quickcrete? Why fucking quickcrete? What the hell?
It's easy. You got a bathtub right there. You can just mix it in the bathtub.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I get to see it. We just poured quickcrete and watched my floor sink right where that quickcrete is.
It's going to happen, man. The money pit. You're going to have to get a fountain with the little dude pissing.
Yeah.
Just so you can fill a bucket to take a bath, man. You'll have the ladder going to the upstairs. You'll be just like Tom Hanks and Charlie Long in that movie.
Yeah, the money pit.
And you'll call some guy, you know. And when it'll be done? 2 weeks.
Of course.
2 weeks is a bad number. 2 weeks and 10 minutes. Those are the two things you never want to hear.
Why?
Somebody says 5 minutes, it's all, I'm going to be done in 10 minutes, okay? Somebody says 20 minutes, I'm going to be done half hour. Half hour, that's an hour. Somebody says a week, you expect 2 weeks. Somebody says a month, you expect about a month, okay? Mm-hmm. Somebody says 10 minutes or 2 weeks, it's indefinite.
Really?
Yes, you watch, okay? There will come up some shit in your time, whether it's getting your car fixed, you know, getting a Viagra prescription, getting your house fumigated, whatever. I'm going to tell you, this shit's going to take 2 weeks.
And then...
It's going to last forever.
Until whenever they're done.
Yeah.
They might as well move in.
That's right.
I see. Oh, ouch.
Yes.
We got the Whiff sitting in here with us, being entertained by us, so...
Yeah.
She's a dedicated listener.
Yeah.
But she doesn't help my stats any for this site. Suppose we should tell people who we are. We haven't even gone through the normal introduction.
Yeah, we did. Did the prank at the first.
Oh, the prank. Yeah, but just so you know, Spankwagon Radio.
At spankwagon@n3.net.
Thank you.
So. Yeah. So, you know, like we're here tonight, and it's a new night. And yes, there was a gracious treat provided by Mrs. Trencher.
Mrs. Trencher. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
You just don't want to call her the Whiff.
The Whiff. It just sounds too close to queef, dude.
Sometimes I can't tell the difference.
Ouch.
Thank you.
If she could hear you now. Oh, look, she can.
Yes, she can. And I'm thinking, crap, she has a lot of stuff within reach she can throw at me.
But
so,
no.
I think I'm going to get hit, folks.
I must thank her for the treat. You know, it was
actually good. Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls and lemonade.
So she's being cute with sound effects. Just hit me if you're going to hit me. God forbid. Make the sound effects.
Great, we have a Foley artist. All you need now is a rubber horn.
Perry Wood shoes with really heavy wood soles.
Yeah, exactly, man.
You know, a cowbell. Who knows why you need it? I think she's having a spastic fit behind me. What do you think?
I don't know. I think she's a teacher. How do they define that? ADD.
Well, I don't know. This is
But actually, there's another reason.
A little more drastic.
She wanted to stay tonight, and there's a reason that I wanted her to stay.
Well, no way.
Crikey, what we're going to do tonight is we're going to hear the elusive laugh of the whiff.
Ah, yes. The elusive laugh of the whiff.
That's why. Okay, for anybody that doesn't know.
That will be good.
She doesn't laugh like, ho, 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 ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, like we laugh, you know, there's something to it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a body to the laughter. You know?
She doesn't laugh. She talks.
Yeah, she does talk.
He, he, and ha, ha, ha.
I kid you not, when she's in full laughter, H-E-E-H-E-H-A-H-A-S-N-O-R-T, straight across the board.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. She's struggling so, so hard to keep from laughing. So, how was your week?
I'm here.
That's good. You're in a really good mood. Like, the past few shows, you've been kind of, borderline a bitchy.
Yeah, but I'm fine now.
You're doing great. That's awesome.
I'm great, you know.
Hey, heard you bought a new vehicle.
Yeah, I did. What
kind of vehicle did you buy?
I bought a truck.
What kind of truck did you buy?
A red one.
The avoidance here isn't going to last that long.
Would it be? Hey, quick, get it.
Damn, we missed it. Oh, see, this is the problem. It's like the snipe hunting. You know, it's, you'd swear it's there, but there we go, folks. Here we go.
Say, hee 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 hee.
Get her to laugh.
Jeez. How do you get a witch pregnant? Fuck her. How do you get a witch pregnant? Fuck her.
That was a bad joke.
That joke worked before, actually.
Well, that's like asking, you know, what did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? She sort of got that one. I got the look of utter disgust on the face, though. We might have to work at this for a while before we get that elusive laugh.
We have to, like, sneak up on her.
Oh, yeah. Sneaking up on her, we all know what that does. Man, this is going to be one of those shows.
Actually, yeah, it was. Eek!
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, she actually yelled eek.
Yes.
Come to think of it, yeah.
Yeah, when she sneezes, I verify that. She will say, at you. And she screams, eek! And, you know, you want to talk about speaking in phonetics.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said this funny thought, and I'll probably get hit for this, but I can only imagine what it's like to hear a fart or cum. She's actually too paralyzed now to, like...
Here we go. Let's see if we can get it, folks. I'm taking my...
There it is, folks. Do we think it's good enough?
She's just dead. She's too paralyzed by laughter, man. You're gonna have to wait for her to come out of it.
All right. Put the headset back on.
All right.
That was good. I like that.
Yeah,
that was good planning.
Yeah,
I see the benefits of this now.
Yeah, see?
It's good. Now, let's see. What else? Yeah. What else?
Well, let's see now.
You realize that's going to keep going on for a while.
Yeah, people think we have nitrous in here. She just won't. She's red as a beet right now on the floor. Here you go. It's your laugh. There you go. That's really her laughing.
Make it stop. Okay, we can't make her laugh. We can't do it. Oh, that's too good. It's too good. Oh, so.
Oh, that was
pretty
sick.
Yes, that was sick. Oh, folks, that is the whiff laughing. And the first time I heard it, man, we were like dating in high school. And I'm thinking, okay, something, I don't even remember how or why, but she just started laughing like that. I actually was offended. I thought she
You were offended.
I was offended. I thought she was mocking me. Because all it was the each, H-E-E, H-E-E. I'm like, oh, my God, okay, if you really don't want to laugh, don't even fake it. And I asked her, I go, why are you faking this laugh? It's not that funny then. I understand. And she starts laughing even harder. No, I'm really laughing. It's really funny. You know, you're trying to catch that breath in between laughter. I know you thought the same thing when you heard it a couple nights ago.
Actually, yes.
See? It happens where people just think it's not necessarily the truth. You know, it's like, nah, she can't be laughing. That can't be her, you know.
But it is.
Losing it. But it is. It's her losing it. So.
Wonder what the kids think.
Yeah, got a question. I got a question for you. In your classroom, what happens when you get when you get laughing in there?
I've never actually laughed that hard in the classroom.
Because you can't understand them. They're little foreign children.
That very well could be the very much, you know, the very truth. But are you enjoying that cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
And with cinnamon with lemonade.
Yum.
Whew.
I don't
know.
Kind of going between the back and forth between the two.
So.
Yeah. And by the way, Trench's wife. Good God.
We did it again. See, it's, you started, you can't stop it. It energized her buddy of laughter.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, but we had to give you a juice box.
There's also one more thing, too, for some reason.
Oh.
Whenever she laughs, she waves her hand in front of her face like she just farted. And I don't know why.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, she's got the whole, you know.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I could hear that right across the monitor.
Well, actually, yeah, we actually hear her laugh on the monitor. So.
I got tears streaming down my face.
That's just too good. That's just too good. You okay? Yeah, she's waving. Like, so you're right. Like, so she's flutter.
My hand just flutters. I don't wave it.
Just flutters?
Flutters.
Like a what?
Like a little butterfly.
No, that would be if you went, hee-hee-hee-hee.
Make the hand puppet a shadow butterfly. Man, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
I was going to say stuff that I got ready for the show. I did some news articles and stuff like that. Plus, for those of you who are fans, no one's in there now, but hey, you can always check us out in the chat room. Yahoo Chat. Get to it by chat.yahoo.com.
That's right.
Enter the room. SpankWagon_radio. So.
That's right.
That's the best way to get into the room.
That's right.
So
basically, yeah, it's, you know, you can come on out and talk to us, you know. Tell us what you think of the show.
Tell us the show, a little bit of feedback.
Laugh, you know.
By the way, speaking of feedback, I'm a little pissed.
At what?
I'm pissed at some people and the whole thing with the blender.
How
seems
do you
that
mean?
Some people actually missed reading my blender for brains.
Uh-huh. Oh, nuts. I missed that too.
Yeah, you didn't read it. That's okay. We got that. We'll cover that, but I'll cover some of that later.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, what else can we do with the show?
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead, you know, and try to get a little customer feedback right there, or listener feedback. I think that'd be really great if you could all just tell us what you think about it, huh? How about that? That's right. It'd be great.
Will it? It would be. Yeah. You know, we got the emails, and we got, you know, the message boards, and...
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I have Kilroy tell me, we need to promote this stuff more. I need more contributors. No. No more contributors. How about listeners?
Yeah.
And how many cooks do you need?
Too many Indians, not enough chief.
Yeah, there you go, exactly.
That's right. Same.
Did you... He screwed it up?
Yeah.
Huh, so.
Oh. How do you know about chiefs and Indians?
Well, it makes sense that you can have one chief of an Indian tribe as compared to, what, 12 chiefs of two Indians? It doesn't work that way.
She teaches math. You teach Indian children, too.
What is...
You have one child from India.
Like India?
Oh, do. Like oh, Slurpee, or like...
Oh,
no,
the
Slurpee kind.
Slurpee kind.
She has a Slurpee kid.
So, like, he doesn't bring in apples, he brings you jerky and shit?
Ouch. That's funny.
Thank you, Mrs. Truncher. You helped me to learn.
And that's her. That's his dad. Go figure.
Oh.
Sorry, Cheap shot.
And by the way, for the record, yeah, that wasn't me who said that.
Yeah, it was me. I'll say it. I'll claim it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go over some stuff. How's, are you working on any links for the site?
Yeah.
All right.
Got a lot of good links, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Going to have them posted by this week?
Sure.
This is what I call putting you on the spot.
So, we got a lot of good links today. We got some, really good stuff.
We do?
Yeah, I was thinking, possibly, I feel really bad, perhaps, for our minority listeners on Spankwagon, which,
we are the minority.
I know. perhaps we'll do a late celebration of Black History Month.
Oh, dear God.
I found, like, Mr. T versus the Ku Klux Klan, some different stuff. You know, some really good stuff.
Oh, really good stuff. High quality.
Yeah, yeah. People could enjoy it, man.
2 months late, but Black History.
Exactly.
Why? Because not only did I get the shortest month, but, you know, we should celebrate year-round, right?
Yeah, plus, you know, it'll probably be only a few links, too, because, you know.
It's true. We've been all kind of busy.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, in the theme of Black History Month, we'll cut anything short.
Yep.
That's right.
Ouch. So only one Black History, but don't post the whole URL. www.mr and then blank, just dots. fill in the space, folks. Well, I think it's time we take our first break, so we're going to go ahead and clip into some music.
Sure.
We'll enjoy that, yes.
What we will.
Yes. So let me go ahead and we'll clip into some music. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.n3.net. You can always chat with us at
chat.yahoo.com. Spankwagon_radio is our username and the name of our room.
Yep.
You can find either one by searching.
There you go.
Competent bastards.
Yes. We'll chat with you later. We'll be back. It's just a little break.
That's right. Is your wife okay, man?
She's okay, I think.
She's just like,
I'm wondering how much she's had to drink.
That's right. Your wife is a college girl.
Yeah, she's a college kid.
College people
not
drink.
Not even college. A Midwestern college.
Midwestern. So bored and drunk.
Boredom and alcoholism.
Yeah.
She's struggling so hard to hold in the laughter that she's trying to look pissed. Instead, she looks rather constipated.
So did you ever go cow tipping?
No.
No, but she Pez tips.
Pez, yeah.
No, slam all the Pez fall.
Yeah. I think your wife is inebriated.
I think she is, too. I wish I had a sobriety meter right now. The only thing we have, though, is we have a bottle of wine. Did you go out and get anything? She did say it was a busy day and a lot of chores didn't get done because of it.
She just flops.
She just parks it right everywhere.
She's so tired.
She's so tired, but she's going to sit and be our background.
It's the methadone. No. Is that a Skolnick laugh out of you, too?
That was a Skolnick laugh.
God.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, angry, deranged, and fucked up.
Hey, perfect. Just like us. I think I even forgot to play an ad during that whole time.
That'd be great.
Oh, wow. Hee-hee-hee!
That'll be your kids.
Ha-ha-ha!
How was your day at work? How was your day at school, son? No, leave me alone. What's going to be your kids, man?
That is going to be our children.
It probably will be.
You're going to take after him! No, leave me alone! I don't know about school!
It'd be really funny if you had like a boy and a girl and they got crossed over. So the girl was angry and the boy was all hee hee hee.
Oh, Jesus. Great.
That'd be funny.
Is that justifiable homicide? I ain't raising no fairies. Bam!
I say go for it there, Slingblade.
Slingblade?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
You know, I got some news articles.
Well, you have news articles.
Yeah, I prepared.
Let's see. You knew gold was always a good choice for jewelry.
No, that's the advertisement.
I'm reading banners.
How to read your banner ad. Love that advertisement.
But for audio video cables, too.
Probably like a monster cable.
I'm sorry. It was a JavaScript, it was an animated GIF, and I thought it was like a news ticker.
No. Like selling you gold. No. They don't need to do news tickers for that. No, they get all these casino.nets and stuff.
Nobody gambles at them fucking places.
Who can? It's not legal. Yeah. Well, it's offshore. It's offshore gambling.
Don't matter. Winnings you can't report to IS, and if you do, that's tax evasion.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you claim your winnings?
You can't.
See?
So you can transfer them into your account, and if you get audited by the IRS, you get reamed in the ass, man.
And I know a lot of people here in Vegas, a lot of the big casinos, they wanted to start doing internet gambling.
They wanted to apply for offshore licenses and things like that because it is a lucrative business. But at the most time, it's like underage gambling. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, casinos don't let that shit go on because they could really get reamed for it.
Absolutely.
But from a standpoint of somebody who is underage, what would you do if you did win? That's like there was a mother and a son. This was actually a few years ago.
That lottery ticket, right?
No, it wasn't lottery ticket. This was at Slots of Fun.
Huh.
And they were gambling. The son was like 16. And he won a $50,000 jackpot. So she ran over and said, "Oh, I won. Well, they checked the cameras and saw, no, it was him that won. Then all of a sudden, they find out, they check his ID, and he's 16. So they voided the pay and play. And then they, they had to deal with the law.
Uh-huh. And then she sued, of course.
No, I don't think so.
Really? Because normally you'd think that they would sue because then they try to claim that they worked hard for those winnings.
There's nothing they could do. Come on.
I know. I mean, that's why they got the video cameras. That's why everything is videotaped. Everywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
So, it's a good reason. Bunch of fucking freaks out there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Gambling away. Now, my question is, whose money went into the machine? The son's or the mom's?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I know it doesn't matter.
Well, the son put the money into the machine. It was he who pulled the slot. You're not even supposed to be with it. If you're a minor, you're not supposed to be with, like, depending upon...
No, just
whatever.
Not on the game floor. Not supposed to be on the game floor at all.
Some will say, oh, you can pass through, but technically you're not even supposed to do that.
Exactly.
I believe. I could be wrong.
No, actually it does. I remember, like, they have the plaques on every time you enter a casino, they have the plaque within the entryway of every major door that goes onto the gaming floor. You know, saying anybody underage is not allowed on the game floor. So, they do that, but of course, you know, they're not going to stop someone from walking through, because like Caesars, you park, you have to walk through the casino to just get to the forum shops. Unless you come from the other way. But even then, if you come from the other way, it's an automatic one-way-only escalator into a one-way-only door.
I love that design.
Yeah. One-way escalator to a one-way only door. You can't back out, and it puts you right in the middle of the game.
You know what that is, man?
That's like
drift nets on a strip.
Drift nets?
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Catches anything in its path.
Well, they call it trapping. That's what they call it.
I've never heard that term.
You know, they call it trapping because what they
studied a lot of gambling, have we?
Yes, we have.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you going to come to Vegas become a professional poker player?
No, it's after I got here I got interested in the stuff.
Yeah? What happened?
Nothing. I just read it.
I see.
Not using it. You don't see me in a nice, expensive house. No, my house has a floor that's going down and up, down and up.
Precisely. You're pissing away your gambling. Your money on gambling.
My time I could be gambling, I'm pissing away on an internet radio show.
That's right.
Damn it. Well, basically, these traps, what they do is it's how they design the floor. So they put a bank of games here with a curved bank of games off to the side. Well, what that does is that keeps you from trying to get out. They put them in front of the door. Well, you have to walk around these games to find yourself a door. And it's simple. Like, I guess they call it casino psychology. It's like Steve Wynn. They used to accuse...
Casino psychology.
Casino psychology.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah. It's on the internet, and I've seen it on TV and stuff like that, and some books I've read.
Don't mention Steve Wynn. I hate that one.
I know you hate Steve Wynn, but I'm going to mention it. Most of his casinos... Now, they used to get accused of pumping in oxygen.
Yeah.
Which
keeps players alert.
Yeah, keeps players alert and happy and just clear of conscious, which is kind of odd, but I guess enough of that, you know, and the alcohol makes them want to spend more money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, no, they don't pump in oxygen. What they actually do is air recirculation. If you notice on some of the higher, the fancier casinos and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you never walk out smelling like smoke. If you do, it's very, 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 very faint. A lot of those casinos, like the Wynn casinos, like the Kikorian stuff, what they've done is they actually cycle the air in the casino, every 3 minutes, that's recycled air. Like through filters and out to in and cooled and all that. It's totally recycled air. You know.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Now, you go into a cheap casino, anything down on Fremont, you walk in there, you walk out, you are an ashtray.
Nah, man. Binion's is the best. Binion's has class. Binion's is great, man. That's like a modern-day looking brothel place.
Why do you like Binion's so much down on
I don't gamble there. I like the motif. I like the motif of decadent, old-fashioned Wild West gambling parlor.
In other words, it hasn't changed since the 1920s or 40s
yeah.
or 50s.
And you know what? It just looks not decadent. How should I say this? You know, kind of forbidden, naughty, dangerous. You
like
know.
A casino should.
Like, you know, yeah.
Or like you would consider a casino maybe back in the day.
You know, you never can tell. You know, you might get your ass kicked with no money or enough money, you know.
Or get thrown out by big guys, bouncers.
Exactly. You know, it has that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have good steak bar downstairs, too.
And they got what?
Good steaks downstairs.
Where at?
In the basement.
And what's this place called?
I forget.
So the basement. If you go in the basement, the guy's name is Louie. Knock 3 times on the door. He'll give you a steak.
Forget about it.
But it's unlike not, Flying J, who seems
but
to
it's not kosher.
Procure steaks.
It's Vito. Did I ever tell you how Kaliji got its name?
Oh, dear. Kaliji. Why are we switching to Kaliji?
Because it's related.
Let's hear how Kaliji got its name.
All right, so there was this guy named Mario Kaliji. He was this degenerative gambler in Vegas, right? And what happened was, you know, he owed a lot of bookies money. You know, but he always got out somehow. Well, one time, you know, he fucked up. And they took him out in the desert and buried his ass. Mm-hmm. You know, killed him up in the desert. So, goes back and he found, you know, they go back and they said, oh shit, man, we forgot to take his jewelry off and stuff. What happened is he went back to go find a body and he couldn't find it. So what happened was any time later after that, you know, they start digging bodies. They hit Kaliji rock. They go, hey, that's a Kaliji.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And in an Italian accent, too.
Yeah, man. Because mafia people are usually Italian.
Usually. Unless they're the Russian mafia or the Triad.
Triad.
You know, that whole...
Don't make me laugh.
I don't know if the Triad actually exists.
Yeah, it does.
Does it exist?
It is real.
Oh, because the only time I ever hear from it is, of course, in the movies.
Yeah. The Forefathers.
Oh, jeez.
Yamimbi.
A bunch of Chinese people acting like mobsters with the lapels.
But actually, yeah. There is Asian mob. We actually had a touch of Asian mob in Vegas.
Really?
The massage parlors on Spring
Mountain.
Oh,
yeah, on Spring Mountain.
They were running illegal prostitution.
Yep.
And they got busted. In an illegal massage parlor?
What?
Oh, well, I'm...
I,
yeah.
Okay.
Ginger's wife says they used to live in an illegal massage parlor nearby.
I don't really recall that, but the last time I checked, I lived way over on near Sahara and Decatur.
Well, it's a bad area.
Every area is a bad area as long as it's your, unless it's your neighborhood.
Oh, I live in a nice neighborhood.
See, that's just it.
Take it. Nice Vegas,
yes, mine is the only nice neighborhood in Vegas.
Of course.
Yep. You'd feel safe here. People don't sneak into your fucking house. No.
Yeah, people you consider friends. That's the worst part. Yep. Just make us scream like little bitches.
But anyhow, what was this news story?
Oh, actually, I just, you know, stuff I brought up so we could have conversations about here on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the whole free speech movement has gone fishy.
Fishy.
Fishy. Fish hobbyist.
Now, is this a pun?
You know, sort of. My bad.
There we go again.
Okay, yeah, we'll hear it. We'll hear it a few times by the end of the show. It just doesn't stop.
Hey, it's your neighbors.
Don't scare my neighbors.
No, I did. I just yelled at them as they drove by.
Anyhow, this person, screwed up name, complained last May on the Aquatic Plant Digest. Yes, there is a magazine or an online form exclusively for
aquatic plants.
Exclusively for plants you put into aquariums.
That's pretty fucking pathetic.
That is. I mean, I can understand maybe fans of this, but for people to do the aquatic plant.
It sounds like shit stits would be in. A tit would be into.
Yeah. It's something just off the wall. Well, anyhow, he complained about a bad experience he had with PetsWarehouse.com. He posted it on here. Mm-hmm. What Pet Warehouse did is they sued him.
Sued him?
Sued him for what they said. And basically, let me go through the article. It's not too bad of an article, and I'll go ahead and try to read it all, or most of it. What happened was this guy had to pay a bunch of fees. Now, this lawsuit named and filed by the PetsWarehouse.com owners, just, you know, that. It's living, breathing proof that what you say online can come back to haunt you. The guy only wrote, avoid pet warehouse plants. He wrote on May 15, 2001, in a message to other APD, or that Aquatic Plant Digest members.
Okay.
That detailed how an order that he placed arrived later than he expected and with higher shipping charges than he'd been told, you know, at the time of the sale. Another list member, Jared Weinberger, who maintains his own website about planted tanks. This is some crazy big thing, I guess.
Well, it's the internet. People collect stamps, and I don't understand that. But,
that's true.
You know.
Yeah, but anyhow, he basically told about, you know, how he was, you know, he had some problems, and he was going to put up on his own website and warn people not to use PetWarehouse.com for the stuff. Others also weighed in with similar bad experiences with the company and even pointed to the company's poor Better Business Bureau rating. Now, of course, you and I both know.
Interesting.
That if you get a poor Business Bureau rating,
that's pretty fucked up because not a lot of people do take the time to complain.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you got a bad rating, that's really bad.
Yeah, it's like getting scabies from a hooker. You really don't talk about it.
No, you don't. Now, of course, these people equated all their ranting online to this message board, just like having a group discussion with friends about bad service. Like you and I would sit there and bitch about what was that place? Cheers in Virginia, and how it made you violently sick.
Yes, Cheers made me vomit.
It did, in the public. He couldn't help it. It just blah, blah, blah. Anyhow. Now, except these complaints, you know, since they were posted on the internet. we lost her again. But anyhow, since these complaints were posted on the internet, they were actually read by PetsWarehouse.com's owner. And he decided to sue. He basically said that, you know, online, one man's freedom to grouse became another man's claim to defamation.
It will not work.
It might. It has already costed this guy a few thousand dollars in legal fees. Here's
how... I give an example of where it's already failed.
How?
Everybody knows I'm a DeLorean owner. Whoa, look at that. Got your Christmas goose early.
No, I was kidding.
Everybody knows I'm a DeLorean owner, and I have a major beef against what's called the DeLorean Owners DeLorean Owner Association.
Right.
Otherwise known as the DOA.
Nice name.
Yeah, I know. I think they're basically just a bunch of has-beens who simply own their cars to say they do. And, you know, I have disagreements with him. Well, the guy who started up the list, named Espy, a few years ago, apparently, when we first started this list, it was birthed on Usenet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got into a mailing list. They had something like only like, shit, man, I don't think they had over 30 people when they were in the
news group thing with the mailings. And the one guy who ran the DOA unofficially, who still does, his name's Ed Bernstein. He runs this place called DeLorean One. Yeah, not affiliated with the local lawyer here in town. What happened is he tried to sue. Because not only because a lot of people got together and were saying, "Oh, this is bullshit." This is part of the reason I don't subscribe to it, because I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you, my car is 20 years old. Mm-hmm. I love my car a lot. I really like it. You know, it's a fun, enjoyable vehicle. But the problem is they have this magazine, and all the magazine doesn't offer decent tech tips. And if you have a problem that you need to write in to get fixed, it's a quarterly issue, so you're not going to get any answer right away on something big.
Right.
So people were like, "Oh, well, screw this. I'm on a digest here where I'm with other people that know what they're doing and have had this problem before, and they can get an answer sometimes within hours of somebody else reading it." And that's how people really got their cars to turn around. And then a lot of people were recanting bad experiences with the Owners Association and with this one shop specifically, DeLorean One. Even Kit has a bad experience with this him.
Hmm.
What happened is he tried to sue and he failed on that. I don't know the specifics of it. You'd have to talk to the guy Espy, who now works for DeLorean Motor Company. You'd have to talk to him. He would know a lot more about that right there. But it's going to have a lot of difficulty holding up. And it should not at all.
Right, right. And I agree with you completely that it should not hold up. But basically, what he did was this guy sued the service that hosts the list and a woman who maintains it as a volunteer. So he sued a moderator. He sued the list, the server list. He sued the individual who posted it. So he's actually asking...
Under what pretense?
Defamation.
Free speech.
Now, free speech is free speech as long as you do not hinder anybody else's rights. Defamation kind of borderlines on that. Now, here's the best part. The initial papers filed in the federal court asked for $15 million in compensation and punitive damages. This guy claimed humiliation, emotional distress, libidinous statements, and the dilution. Yes, dilution of his trademark. As a result of the APD posts, which have led, he said in court, papers to, you know, he said this on these papers, it led to headaches, nausea, nervousness, anxiety, embarrassment, humiliation, and mental distress.
Now, you and I both know this is bullshit.
Big time bullshit. Big time bullshit. You know, I'm sorry. Everybody has a right to say something. I have a right to post what I post. You have a right to post what
That's
you want
right.
to post.
That's right.
And we do so frequently on our site. And
we quite honestly rip people assholes left and right, man.
Absolutely.
That's right, man.
So this really can't hold up because it is. It's a forum that is only there for the sole purpose of communicating about things like this. Because as long as you've got active people in your trade or hobby, in this case, plants and fish tanks, as long as you're supporting your cause and you're talking about it, you're avoiding bad business because, come on, who wants to have their whole hobby die out? You know?
Understandable. Like I say, that's quite an odd hobby.
And someone's spending money, so they should be able to get good customer service.
But you know what, too? I mean, you know, at least it's better in stamps, you know. If the shit don't die, you get a positive result, right?
Oh, there you go.
What's going to happen with a stamp? Oh, you don't mail it, it's a good day. You shoot some guy with a stamp on something.
No!
Holding his tongue to it as a threat, you know. Yeah, it's so, like, you know, it's like Pookie with a crack pipe from New Jack City.
There you go. I could see. you know how the angry spouses get even?
Uh-huh.
Take a water gun to the stamp collection.
Really?
Yeah. Destroy the stamps. They're all stuck to something now.
Maybe your wife should keep that in mind for the comic books.
Oh, she has already threatened to rip them up.
Have you threatened to rip up his comic books?
She has threatened to rip up my comic books.
Will you ever do it? How come?
Yeah, how come?
What if you catch him cheating on you with another woman? But you won't rip him. Even if you come home, he's in bed with another woman. In your bed. Or with another man.
Hey! Keep it to the women. Keep it to the women, all right? But basically, yeah, this guy is
a midget.
Only she's cute. basically, a lot of these people
should be hunting through the classrooms.
a lot of these people are on this website are actually saying that, you know, hey, this is all customer opinion. And everybody is entitled to that. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion and can share their own opinion. That's the First Amendment.
No. The point of the lawsuit, even if the other guy can't pay, is to scare other people to keep them shut. It's basically intimidation.
Yeah.
It's financial intimidation.
Because you can afford the legal fees and everything to do this. You know, you scare someone into doing what you want them to do.
But you know what? We must stop guys like this, man.
Well,
so you know, do what you. Yeah.
Well, I figured that may not be the best thing, because if we don't know really what we're talking about, then that can
Fuck
be considered
it,
slander.
Man. Fuck it, man. If he provided bad service, he provided bad service.
That's true.
Maybe we can always find something nice to say about him. So that's a very good toupee you have, sir.
Yikes.
We should become activists. We should go buy some aquatic plants.
There you go. Yeah.
You're going to have a fish tank in your home.
No, in the class.
In your classroom? That's not going to last long. The kids are going to spit and piss in it. They're going to kill the fish. Yeah, they are, man. You teach filthy mongrel children from other countries. Filthy. Christ, you teach the kids I can feed for 50 cents a day.
For the cost of a cup of coffee, you can feed her student.
That's right.
Very true.
This is Horatio, or no, I'm sorry, El Dulfo. El Dulfo's living in a fucking septic tank down in El Salvador, but now he's getting taught by Mr. Trencher. What do you teach these kids anyway? Yeah, like English. Like what? Like don't touch me, I'll sue. Now, you're a teacher for the Clark County School District.
Yeah.
And you're one of the good ones. You don't touch the children inappropriately.
And she's not Catholic.
And you're not Catholic.
She has two things going for her.
That's good. Because now they allow women priests, I heard, in certain parishes.
In certain parishes, they do.
That's right.
In the Catholic. And, of course, in like Lutheran and Presbyterian, it's all normal.
All the wrong places.
Well, you heard about the guy in, what, I want to say Boston? Mm-hmm. Or no, California, L.A. God, where was it? I'll have to look that up again. Dude killed himself.
He was in Texas.
He was a Catholic priest, and someone came up with allegations of sexual harassment, and he shot himself. So now, not only did he never get a chance to clear his name, if at all possible, or at least pay off somebody to clear his name, but now he definitely is going to hell. Because it's absolutely a sin in the Catholic religion to shoot yourself.
If you believe it.
To commit suicide? Well, I know that, but to commit suicide in the Catholic Church is a great sin.
Bullshit, because you Catholics can just
you can't
do whatever you want,
shit.
And as long as you're forgiven, you say a couple of Hail Marys, you can go on with your life.
Do you remember when we went to that Mass, that first time we went to the Mass, and the first time I brought you to a Catholic
Sunday,
Mass?
Sunday!
Bingo. 15 minutes before the actual Mass, they started chanting, Hail Mary, Mother of God, you know, blah,
chanting?
Blah, blah. Chanting. Everybody.
Seriously?
Everybody in the church start... Everybody in the church will start reading the rosary and saying their Hail Marys 15 minutes or so before the Mass. And they'll just keep going until the actual Mass starts. Half of the Mass is in Latin, half of it's in English.
Like Latin, like
Old Roman Latin.
On de, ach me, a, dare a.
I guess it's also Pig Latin. On de, ach de, ime, e play. Anyhow. No.
But at least you got free crackers out of it, right?
No.
Some wine?
No.
I can't.
She can't. She's not Catholic. She can't go for communion.
Well, you can't just fucking play it.
I could have taught her how to do it like that. Nothing, you know.
What do you mean do it? What? You go
No.
The guy shoves shoves something in your mouth. I guess
now
we know how they do it to the altar boys.
In
Close your eyes, Billy. It's a big cracker. It's a loaf.
Oh, man.
It's a Twinkie.
Man, they're Catholic.
You
it's
hit
half
the
a loaf.
Cream filling.
No, you have to go up. You fold your hands like this. You have one hand cupped underneath another hand. And you say, Body of Christ.
But you have to know which hand is on top and which hand is on bottom. No. They know that shit.
No, you do not have
what
to worry about that.
What the fuck are they going
to
do if you screw up?
They don't serve you communion.
No, they yes, they will. They just kind of chuckle at you.
They won't serve you communion if you're not Catholic.
Who is... Okay, do I have Catholic tattooed on my forehead?
You look... No, but you're all the time all feeling bad about yourself.
Okay, okay, look. Shit, what do I say to that? Nothing to say to that.
God damn. It's like Susie Chatterbox, but with like really bad laughs.
So you really wanted to have her always in the background of every show?
It'll be like Glenn Humblink, man. We just got to give her a coffee cup. She'll just roll around on the floor.
Between her and the cat. But
I'm serious. Like, you should see her right
aside
now.
Aside from the associated guilt
she's rolling around the floor,
aside from the associated guilt that comes
with
being Catholic.
You need a dirt floor.
God damn.
You're like you're in a holler.
That's nice.
When it rains, does the roof leak?
We don't know.
Uh-huh.
Hasn't rained enough for us to find out, but I'm expecting it to. Everything else has happened that could go wrong. Why not the roof leaking? But. So is this like the, what, wrap-up of the good Easter episode?
Yeah.
Last episode was a good episode.
It was. So
this
was
episode
this one too.
Sort of, yeah, so far so good. I can't wait to actually hear it in the playbacks. But
neither can I. I can't wait.
Let's see. I got some good stuff here. You want to buy a submarine?
Why do I want a submarine?
A luxury submarine. They actually will build them for you.
A luxury submarine.
Yeah.
I mean, like a. I mean, you mean like a an underwater yacht?
Yes, underwater yacht. You could get a luxury submarine. It's basically again like you said, a yacht.
Wait. What defines luxury submarine?
Well, let's take a look.
Like,
we're
like
going to enter
fuzzy toilet cover.
We are entering the site. We are entering the site here. But let's take a look here.
What would your wife think about that?
What, a luxury?
A luxury submarine.
Luxury personal submarines.
I want one.
How much?
I don't care. I want one.
No, you can't have one.
Hold your breath in the bathtub.
I want it.
I'll hold it for you. Here, let me dunk your head while you're taking a bath.
Good been funny, but it'd funnier if that had been backwards and she was the one that said, I'll hold it for you.
Now, what...
Oh, thank you. I
basically,
can't find it.
Okay, let's look at the Seattle 1000.
The Seattle 1000 Luxury Submarine.
A profile view of the Seattle 1000. The submarine is capable of diving to 305 meters, 1,000 feet. Hence the name. Okay. Ooh. An interior profile of the pressure hull with fairings removed. Note, the two decks in the central area are on the all-acrylic upper-level bridge deck.
Ooh,
plain view of the upper room deck shows three staterooms, dining area, forward lounge, and pilot station. Plain view lower main deck shows engine, space, sauna, slate rooms, galley, crew mess, and battery storage.
How many feet is in a mile?
Huh?
How many feet's in a mile?
1,580
feet.
Yeah.
But wow, if you buy that, you could join the Mile Down Club.
Yeek.
The mile down.
Yeah, no, it only goes 1,000 feet down, not 1,000, not a mile down. It only goes like 3/4 of a mile down. Yeah, watch the thing turn into a tuna can.
Hurry up!
By the time we get up there, we have to get a can opener to get us out of the damn thing.
Hurry up, quick! Hold on, honey.
So do you want to buy a Luxo sub? Here, it's geez, they don't even give you a price, and they're built to what your specifications are. So if you want Formica, great. Or you would dig indoor-outdoor carpeting. Not Berber, but that grassy-looking stuff. The AstroTurf?
So what? I'm putting that in my backyard right now.
I know you are. I'm surprised you're not filling in your pool just so you have extra space to, like, mow or to turf.
No way, man. That's a good idea. I could like, spray paint the pool cover green.
There you go. So, yeah, Luxo Luxury Submarines. And that's, I think the site is...
Go to his house.
The site is www.ussubs.com, so ussubs.com/luxury_folder/luxury.main.html.
I wouldn't even type all that crap in.
No, but you could at least look up luxury sub.
Yeah, fuck that.
Google or Tahoma.
How much money you might as well buy a fucking fallout shelter for the backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
But what good is a fallout shelter? Hey, that's what you could do. Convert your pool into a fallout shelter. Just put some plywood over the top. Yeah. And a ladder on one side.
That's great. It'll be like Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams. I'll have the fucking tarp up there covering the pool, and I'll have marijuana shit growing down below, right?
There you go. Yeah. See? You already know what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. I grew marijuana to sell in high school.
I got a hard drive. Ah, ah. So, I'll never forget that.
That was.
Yeah, Tit was dealing Tit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has a special name. Because yeah. our listeners are special people. Yeah, that's right. Because as our listeners know, Miss Trencher, if Mark, you know, he's marked for death, you know.
Nice
and
save,
what
Robert.
Happens? What happens is Tit is actually going to take Miss Trencher as his bride.
The just so you know, we have Kilroy Hate Mail in the room and the JLD.
Yeah, we'll bust out the props.
So hello, JLD.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, wait, the props.
Hold on, it's Kilroy and JLD. There you go. That's for you.
Wow. That just gets more and more pathetic every single time.
Cutbacks.
Speaking of special people. Yeah, it used to be automated. However, I can't get the whip to do it. Anywho. Dirty luck. Hey, folks, we're going to go ahead and cut to a break. And
while Trencher tries to apologize to his wife.
Kiss some ass. And we'll catch you all here in a little bit. So
tough salad, what?
Moo. Enrique. Not looking for the cure. God. Not concerned about the single moment of pure. God. Let's go dancing on the back to the groove. God. Not the one to choose. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take it. No, you can't take that away.
Hi there, this is Flying J, and I'm here to tell you about Spankwagon Radio, only found at spankwagon.n3.net. You know, I'm telling you right now, it's better than a bowl of shit flakes. I mean, you know, it's the shit. I mean, you know, I really do like it, man, and you know me, and I know shit. If you know me, you know my shit, and I just, you know, it's the shit.
For legal reasons, we were unable to use the real Flying J in that previous advertisement. He is currently unavailable.
That's bullshit. He's fucking at home, man, playing with a floater in his bowl, because the fucking wife won't let him out.
save their panties.
Okay, Trincher just wants to give a quick shout out for calling the JLD a chat slut.
I did not call her a chat slut.
You said chat slut.
No, I said chat slut to Kilroy because he said hitting on chicks online because I don't have a car to go out and meet the real chick of fleshy nature. Mm-hmm. What the hell do you mean, real chick of fleshy nature, as opposed to the real chick of silicon nature?
Yeah, those things look real.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you want one of those real dolls.
Those they look real.
You like the you want to get a real doll.
I'm thinking about it. You know, it's
just so you get the carpool lanes.
Yeah,
we
it looks
don't
real.
Have them out here though.
No, the closest we have is really handicapped. And space.
Well, you're really probably
I don't
want to put in your car.
Yeah, I don't want a crippled real doll.
Get one with half a leg.
Yeah.
But of course, you leave them in the cart. They all kind of start sagging,
melting.
They're melting away. Yeah, so I wasn't calling the JLD a chap, but I was calling this Kilroy because I don't know why, but Kilroy's just not showing up in the room. I don't know why. He's not showing up in the chat, but yet I could see him.
Probably talking. Know we could have like 50 listeners trying to get into one chat room right now, and they can't because Yahoo Chat don't work.
Well, of course. Hey, speaking of shit that doesn't work, Hotmail?
Yes.
They confirmed it. They have had outages this whole week.
What's been going on with Hotmail?
Hotmail. Can't log in. Email won't get sent to you because it'll just forget who you are. It'll totally drop your username.
Really?
Yeah. So everybody was bitching at me about Hotmail. Fuck you. It was Hotmail. It wasn't me. It wasn't my companies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, fuck you. Now.
Because we work for Empower. And get a lot of complaints.
Well, you know. Then we're bankrupt, so.
Yeah.
And we won't work for Empower very long.
No.
You know, we finally said where we work.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's only my part-time job.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole Mill Exotic Dancer doesn't pay as much as you hoped?
No.
Just they don't need Fat Man and Speedos covered in coconut oil, do they?
No,
I told you it was such a limited market.
Dude, no,
you didn't pay attention.
I'm the thunder with a blunder, baby. You're like, oh, yeah.
You're the thunder from down blunder? What?
Yeah, I'm the thunder with a blunder.
Yeah, thunder with Down syndrome. Anyhow, call you Corky.
Put it in my pants. Put it in my pants. I want the dollar. I want the dollar. I'm a winner.
We actually
gotta get that from Flying J.
We have to have him do the thing.
We gotta get more segments, folks.
Yeah.
We're here to entertain you. And of course, if you want to know where here is, it is spankwagon.n3.net.
That's right.
And where are we at right now, aside from my house?
The studio.
The studio. And I have instruments. I should hook it up. Maybe I can, you know.
Next week's show will be fun because Mrs. Trencher, she's going to find us ping pong balls to throw
at the ceiling fans.
Ceiling fans in the
house. So we're going to be throwing ping pong balls at ceiling fans just to kill the time.
She was actually actively looking for them.
I know.
She was like, hey, that'd be really fun.
Yeah. But of course, she had to go to sleep because she had to work tomorrow. So.
She has to work. She has to teach feral children.
Yeah, feral little
raggedy. Feral, not feral.
Well, that too. Feral little raggedy fucking children. Named El Dufo.
El
Dufo. We fuck name it.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen,
that's not show nickname.
Yeah, everybody on here, because you're so special, gets a special name.
Yeah.
Because you're special people.
As you roll your eyes.
Exactly.
You're so special.
Yeah. But what? This is actually a real kid's name.
Real name, El Dufo.
El
Dufo. And I told you, I think I did this on a couple shows ago. Everybody tries to be nice. Oh, El Dufo. No, El Dufo.
El Dufo. And even the parents, they're in like some sort of like open house.
You know what? It's like guilt. We have a stupid kid. Might as well give him a stupid name. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not guilt, but it's acknowledgement of the game, the war is lost type thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the war on drugs. That's lost.
Speaking of war on drugs, Everqueer or Evercrack. EverQuest.
That shit you people at work play all the time, it annoys me. Speaking of work, what the fuck happened? I just realized there's a lot of people missing since we came back from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
The Flamer, I don't know whatever happened to him.
Unemployed.
Really?
Unemployed.
Do we know why?
Financially disabled. No, we don't know why.
Interesting. The two cripples at night, the one who can't walk and the one that can't get a date.
Don't have a clue.
And then there was the one chick right there, the one that hung out with them. Who looked normal,
with the bug eyes.
Yes,
gone. Don't know why.
And then there was the redhead,
disappeared. No one knows why.
Yes, which was very interesting because she was talking about how she was hanging out down at the 7-Eleven on Fremont and LBB.
Ooh.
And that was like,
ew.
What?
Who hangs out down there?
Horse.
In the ghetto. I got a guitar if you really want to try to play.
I can try.
About as much as I can.
Fail.
I'll fail miserably.
I have to get that. I have
talking about people at Evercrack, though.
Yes.
Evercrack. Some son of a bitch shot himself. Presumably over EverQuest. Basically, EverQuest players, blah, 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 ever joke about the Evercrack. This is all from, like, Wired.
Okay.
A Wisconsin man fatally shot himself on Thanksgiving morning last year, and his mother had the misfortune of finding him. He was sitting at his computer in his apartment, and the place was strewn with notes related to the game. Okay, this guy cracked. Seriously cracked. But strewn with notes related to the game, but none of them offered any clues as to what drove him to such an end. When his mom tried to find out what happened in the game to drive her son over the edge, Sony Online balked and stated that, hey, we can't release any information. That's a privacy concern.
Interesting
yes.
But I thought this would be a legal issue, like AOL.
It's going to be. She plans to sue the company to find out what role it may have played. In other words, not necessarily. She'll sue Sony to pull those records to see that her son led an unsuccessful raid and ended up getting ass-raped by an ogre who rolled a dice or something. I don't know. But someone who's that cracked, who presumably, because we don't know the truth, shoot himself.
Let me tell you something that's really fucked up, too. You know, and you don't think about this much, okay? I've gotten stupid programs, okay? I have the tea timer at home, okay, for OS X.
Okay.
What happens is you put in, it counts down, and then it plays, you know, like the Windsor chimes.
Mm-hmm.
When it's done, until your tea's ready to steep it.
You have a computer program to tell you when your teapot should whistle.
Now, I also have it for lefties, which what happens is, yeah, when it's down the dock and you take the version for left-handed people,
yeah,
it switches the handle on the other side of the cup.
Wait. They actually programmed this program,
yeah,
to include the left-handed people.
Yeah, and that's some of the more stupid shit I've downloaded.
That is a lot of that is stupid shit.
But it's kind of interesting. But the point of being, and it's what I'm leading up to,
mm-hmm,
is, you know what I found in my searches for stupid downloads?
Yeah.
Aside from the virtual stapler.
The what?
The virtual state. You click it, and it makes like, it's a fucking, it's used to be on freeversesoftware.com.
Mm-hmm.
The virtual stapler.
Okay.
And you click it, and it goes click. Makes a click sound. and it moves the counter up. It's for OS Classic.
Huh.
Download.com rejected it, saying it was totally useless. And some guy has a screenshot of clicking it over 10,000 times.
Oh, what pride.
Yeah, I know. But leading up to the coup de grace was the virtual dice roller.
Okay, that's sort of somewhat functional.
No, it's not. How fucking lazy are you that you can't get a fucking dice and go...
Was it just a regular six-sided...
Craps dice,
or was it gate role-playing dice?
No. It was role-playing dice.
Okay.
You put in how many sides you wanted.
Interesting.
I've
seen the virtual dice roller, and that's because, like, in that box down there, I have, like, 20-some-odd dice. Maybe they just wanted something convenient to use when they're online. I don't know. That's
lame.
Okay. That is very lame. I will agree. It's sort of functional, but lame.
You people are too much into this, man. You fucking EverQuest people.
Okay, well, EverQuest doesn't use dice. Remember, it's all online.
It doesn't matter. It's still RPG.
Hey, Jesus. Hold on there, buddy. I play RPGs, but I don't get into it like this. Okay, this guy. Here's what I love. His mom said this. One of the things I personally would like from him is look at the account, blah, blah, blah. He quit his job the week before. He killed himself. So he quit his job the week before. And he also, moved out of the house. So, a week or so before, he moved out of the house and quit his job. Now, here's the interesting thing. This dickhead who shot himself over this game did have some physical problems. He was prone to epileptic seizures. And if he played the game too much, he could and often did have seizures.
That's fucking hilarious.
Now, the suicide appears to have been planned. He bought a gun the week before Thanksgiving as well. So she had no knowledge of the purchase and didn't notice anything odd in his behavior that previous week.
I was attacked by ogres and lost my magic missile.
Come on.
Magic missile. So, yeah, this guy planned it. He planned on killing himself. I don't know. You know, but if he killed himself over the game, what a fucking crackpot.
He reached Theta Clear, okay? He realized how bad his life was.
Theta Clear. We were talking about that last week.
Yes, if you don't know what that is, you need to
download last week's show. It's on the site. SpankWagon.n3.net/audio.
It's out of sight!
Get it. So, yeah. I like that, you know.
Yeah.
Some dude kills himself over a fucking video game.
Yeah.
It's like kids killing each other over video games.
Or heavy metal albums.
Huh? Explain.
Because, you know, the dude up in Reno that sued Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Not the dude, he was fucking dead. The parents, or not Ozzy, I'm sorry, no, they sued Judas Priest.
Was that here in Reno?
Yes, it was.
Well,
not here in Reno, we're here in Vegas.
We're here in Vegas.
Here
in Nevada.
Yes, up in Reno. What happened was these two dudes were listening to Judas Priest, and what happened was they went into a merry-go-round in a park and took a 12-gauge shotgun. Yeah, the first guy shot himself and killed him. He did it right. Second guy blew half his face off, and he's alive today. He's severely deformed.
Oh, severely?
They sued Judas Priest, and they lost. I'm going to tell you a funny fucking thing
They better have lost.
A funny thing. There's a behind the music for Ozzy Osbourne on VH1. It's interesting because it's like, oh, it's Ozzy Osbourne. I'll be damned, you know? He's a wacky little Brit.
Dude, have you seen the Osbournes?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. You have to watch that.
But what happens is he's all... And this guy, he just goes to shoot me, you know, man? He's calling it suicide. Ozzy had this song called Suicide Solution. Okay? Where it's basically... Ozzy explains the song, and here's an old school shout out for you people. It's like watching that video Informer by Snow with the bouncing fucking ball on the bottom to tell you what he's saying Okay? You remember that video?
Yeah.
Exactly, okay.
The white guy from Ohio who sounds Caribbean.
No, Toronto.
Oh my God, he was Canadian?
He was Canadian, eh?
And he sounded Caribbean.
Yeah. First time I heard that, I thought this guy was Jamaican.
He must have been... I thought he was black.
I did too. They show this geeky white guy, and you're like, nah, man, come on.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
It's a marketing ploy.
Yeah. That was his debut album, 12 Inches of Snow.
Oh, God, I remember that. I've never bought the album, though. I could say
we had the single. We had the single, and when we used to go cruising in Poppy Celica up and down Hollywood and Vine, that's all we played was we played Informer on the one side, and it would auto-reverse, and we played Monday Morning.
What's Monday Morning?
Okay. You know how Informer's like, Informer, like that? Okay.
That's pretty damn good. I think you're Jamaican.
Yaman. Me ganja. What do white women at? Anyway. I'm kidding. I'd probably get shot.
for that.
So anyhow, what happened was it's the same fucking song except for he adds a couple words and he changes the pitch and the tempo.
Slower or faster?
Slower.
Oh no.
Informer, or I'm sorry, Monday Morning is the part two to Informer.
Okay.
Okay, so Informer is, he gets, he actually explained all this shit on MTV. It's sad I remember this, but we dug the song in, but that's how geeky we were. Cruising in a Celica with tinted windows pretending to be badass gangsters.
Right now, that's like us cruising around Virginia in a Chevy looking like fucking redneck shit kickers.
But there's a difference. People stayed away from us.
That's true.
But the only thing saving my ass was the tinted windows. Okay, I'm just some geeky white dude with my half-bred Puerto Rican / Iranian friend. Okay? We're sitting in
Puerto
the
Puerto Rican, Iranian, I'm surprised. What, let me guess, his mom was from New York.
How'd you know?
I just had to guess.
I don't know if I told you a story or not. The one?
Yeah.
The one, exactly.
All Puerto Ricans are from New York.
Yeah, man.
If it's a mixed family, the mom is the Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he was conceived in the back of Poppy's ice cream truck. That's a true story.
Bomb pop anyone? It would have been safer.
It's funny as hell. It is a true story though. But what happened is, we're just cruising up and down and we're trying to be badass, going yeah. You know,
digging the Informer lyric.
Yeah, man. Windows are fucking up.
Like a
AC's
bunch of wiggers.
Yeah, man. Basically, except for he would have been more like, you would call him a wigger, man. He was like a...
Well, he was closer to black
like a
than you.
Yeah. I told that as a joke, too, one time about the skunk and the duck.
Oh, yeah?
Little skunk and a duck, and they're all, sad, because, they're orphans. They don't know what they are. So skunk goes, I got an idea. He goes, well, look at each other and guess what we are. Skunk goes, okay. Let's see, you're yellow. You have a bill. You're a duck. He goes, oh, thank you. Skunk goes, but what am I? He goes, see, you're half black, you're half white. You're Puerto Rican.
Oh, Jesus. Yikes.
I'm full of fucking shitty jokes tonight, I know. No, but anyhow.
Tonight.
So anyhow, what happens is this right here. Monday Morning is the follow-up to Informer.
Okay. So Monday Morning follows the Informer.
Basically. Okay, so on Informer, he gets arrested on Friday, and he spends the weekend in the tank.
Right.
And only Monday Morning is him to be arraigned.
Right.
So basically, he goes, Informer, brrr, like that and shit. So he goes, lonely, 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 Monday Morning, Informer on the scene. And he goes, and he does his shit. I swear to God, he's saying something. He goes, Eki pung dong dang out, all right, yeah.
Sounds like it was Brit. This guy is.
He goes from Jamaican to Brit. He does. All right, yeah. He does.
I'm lying.
I'm serious. And then what happens is that's the chorus. Then he sings Informer on this slow fucking pitch. It's the same goddamn song.
And he's making money doing it. So either, not for long, because I've never even heard of it.
That reminds me of the time
lucky me, it never made it to the Midwest.
Fuck. Well, no, you saw the video. You remember what
I remember the Informer video, but yeah. I never saw Monday Morning.
No, it wasn't a video. It was just the song. And
okay, well, I've never heard Monday Morning.
I actually have it from LimeWire. We'll have to play that for our listeners one night.
We'll have to reintroduce it and then play it, so.
But that was some funny shit, and fuck, what else was I going to say? I was going to say something that was going to be really funny. I forgot what the fuck it was. Oh, no, that's what it was. Yeah, I was thinking, too, speaking of snow in Toronto, man. That reminds me of the time, remember I had Tit convinced that, fucking Ted Nugent killed Biz Markie?
Oh, yeah, in a hunting accident.
No, he was, fuck, it's a long story. At one point, let's face it, folks, I even had Tit convinced that, that Lars was beaten by geeks at fucking CompUSA with parallel and SCSI cables. Remember that one?
Yeah.
He's like, no, really? For real?
but the best part is I could see it too. Lars accidentally goes to like the Pomona computer show that they always advertise on Tech TV.
Yeah.
And says something stupid. Hey, pay me money. Wham! Motherboards and CDs come flying straight for his head.
That makes me laugh my ass off because of the cable company here. What happens is we get Tech TV, we see ads for the Pomona Computer Fair.
For some reason, they think that if you live anywhere in California, or excuse me, if you live
in Vegas,
that anywhere in California some shit happens, you're part of that market.
Yeah. Sports venues.
They blocked an Oakland Raiders game. Yep. Because Fox Sports, the people who did that, said, oh, it's a part of the market. It's like, who the fuck's going to go from Vegas to Oakland?
And we don't see it on any local channels in Vegas.
No, not at all.
None. So they block it completely from us, and then they could justify it because they call it a local market.
That's
it's the stupidest, stupidest FCC shit I've ever seen in my life. The
local market.
I mean, man, yeah, it's stupid.
So Perumps included. They're like, Raiders? I ain't watching that.
Hey, I got a good list for you.
Is this
the poopy list?
The poopy list.
I found the poopy list online.
The poopy list.
The poopy list.
Would you please enlighten us as to what the poopy list is?
Okay.
The or poopy list. Should we take a break first?
You want to take a break first?
Yeah. Let's make them wait.
Okay. When we get back, I'm going to go over the poopy list. If you've never heard the poopy list before,
poopy.
So let me go ahead and flip back to my audio program.
That's right.
And we'll be back in a little bit, folks.
It's Wagon of Spank.
Wagon of Spank.
Spankwagon Audio.
Pussy!
Spankwagon Audio.
Do it.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Save the listeners from that shitty music.
Hey now. Be sort of competitive.
Hey now. It sucks.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
I was going to go over the poopy list.
Tell us, what is the poopy list?
The poopy list is a list, is the term and definition of various types of poopies that you can take. In other words, when you're sitting in a toilet.
You're talking about bowel movements.
Bowel movements. Poopies.
So these are different terms
For the
different types of poopies or bowel movements.
These are different terms for having a bowel movement.
Yes. Or different, not different terms for having a bowel movement, but the different types of bowel movements.
Different types of
yes.
bowel movements.
You'll understand once I read here.
Please, please enlighten us.
Let's go for the
first
one.
I'm curious as to how one bowel movement can differ from the other.
I'll explain.
Other than being solid or moist and messy.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
First one, ghost poopy. This is the kind where you feel the poopy come out, but there is no poopy in the toilet. Ghost poopy.
You've had that.
I think a lot of people have.
No, I can't remember that.
The clean poopy. The kind where you poopy it out, see it in the toilet, but there's nothing on the toilet paper.
It usually happens after a shower.
Yeah.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you eat a lot of solid stuff, a lot of
That's
solid
That's why
fiber.
I usually get my business done before I take a shower.
Really? That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That means in the shower, in a soggy, wet shower, you have your hand up your ass cleaning it out. That's pretty sick.
No, I wash.
Remember never
I wipe
to shake
first.
Your fucking hand.
I wipe first. Well, think of where your hand's been.
That's right.
Think of all the places they've been.
I should lob them off. The wet poopy. This one you're familiar with, obviously. The kind where you wipe your butt 50 times and it still feels unwiped. So you have to put some toilet paper between your butt and your underwear so you won't ruin them with stains.
I've actually never really have that, but I can tell you who has.
Oh, dear.
You know what? I've never mentioned it before here. On the fly, he's, with a CBS service type shit. Dandy.
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 Huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Oh, that's pretty sad.
Asian Dandy.
Asian Dandy.
Yeah, he's always in a conversation about that. He actually accosted me one time in the supermarket drunk.
That's funny, because he'd be a scary man drunk.
He is. He just walks up and goes, "You buying porn?" And I'm like, "No, I'm getting, you know, fucking groceries, dude. I'm getting like a loaf of bread and some stuff." He's like, "Yeah, I'm drunk."
Yeah, he announces it.
Yeah, he does. He's scared everybody in the fucking store.
Another one. The second wave poopy. This happens when you're done poopying and you've pulled your pants up to your knees and realize that you have to poopy some more.
I could probably imagine that would happen with diarrhea.
Second wave poopy. So
late bloomers.
Don't overanalyze this.
Late
it's
bloomers.
Just a stupid poopy list. Pop a vein in your forehead poopy. This is the kind where you strain so much to get it out, you practically have a stroke.
No, because I didn't want dingleberries.
Well, that too.
Or what's the other stuff that looks like grapes? Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids, yes. Ooh. Lincoln log poopy.
Lincoln log poopy.
That's the kind of poopy that is so huge, you're afraid to flush it without first breaking it into little pieces with the toilet brush.
Never done that.
I've never done that either. That's. I can't see. You'd ruin the toilet brush. How do you clean poopy out of those bristles?
Yeah, you want to touch it. You can't use a toothbrush.
Ew.
Because then you just kind of snowball with cleaning shit.
Go downstairs, get a shovel. Grassy poopy. Or, excuse me, gassy poopy. I'm sorry. It's so noisy that everyone within earshot is giggling.
Now, this actually brings up a good question that I've tried to ask, and you can't even answer this.
What?
Everywhere else, you pass gas, or you fart for you degenerative people, but for you classy ones, you pass gas. Do you stop, say, excuse me, in the bathroom?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's one thing if I'm pissing at a urinal and there's a dude behind me and I fart right on him.
Then you say excuse
I've
me.
I've done that once, but I didn't say excuse me. Worked at Client Logic. But,
See, I think you're in a bathroom, okay? You're in a bathroom.
But when you're hidden in the stall, do you still say excuse
no.
me?
No! Here's what's funny, though. Me and, Big Jason, you know who Big Jason is
yes.
at work. We went to the outsource place, and we had dinner and lunch at Sizzler. And we got back into our office building later on that day. And the first thing I had to do when I got into our office building, I ran to the bathroom. My stomach was upset. I was, you know, just, ugh.
I've been like that, but I vomited.
Yeah. Well, you vomit, but I...
Ooh, hot dog from AMPM.
Oh.
It was one of them sausage and cheese ones stuff inside.
God!
Bacon, sausage, and cheese.
That's sick!
Yeah.
I can see why you puked.
With chili sauce I put on.
Oh, that's just... See, that's the problem. You do this to yourself. But anyhow...
With relish.
Oh, my God.
The onions and mustard.
What? It won't stop?
I was cheap.
Did you at least put on some fucking bread? Did it have a bun?
Yeah, it did. Was cheap, man. I wanted to get my most condiments for my dollar.
They had none left. I bet you just took it and dipped it in each condiment. Just your hand was all covered in ketchup and mustard and sauerkraut. Which sauerkraut looks like tapeworm
sauerkraut.
To me, but that's another issue.
I don't eat sauerkraut. I never thought about it that way.
It does. I mean, I like sweet sauerkraut.
No, I don't.
Or sweet
sauerkraut.
Well, you're German. Yes, I am German.
Yeah, so you probably hate
And I've had genuine Wiener Schnitzel.
That explains why you don't like tit. He's Jewish.
Fuck! Jews were Germans. No. We're not even going to start that argument. Anyhow.
Think about it. You got a pretty big argument.
You know, I was just
going
to tell you about this.
So you get back from Sizzler.
So we get back from Sizzler. First thing I do, I run into the bathroom. And all of a sudden, boom! I mean, you want to talk about the atom bomb of poopies. Just, my stomach was making noise. I was farting. I was shitting. It was all coming out. All just bleh. This is gross, folks. But it's true.
Yeah.
Check it out, though. What I hear in the next stall over was... Sizzler, get to you too, huh?
It was him.
And it was Big J.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god. I couldn't help but laugh after that. Because I mean, he goes, yeah, I was making the same noises about 2 minutes ago.
That's pretty funny, actually.
It is funny. So Sizzler will give you the wet poopies and a gassy poopy. Drinker poopy.
I've done stuff like that, you know, where it's like, you know... It ends up just going kaboom. It's like you're spray painting.
Yeah.
And it covers the entire bowl.
Yes.
It looks kind of cool when you flush it because it just wipes it all. You know. Anyhow.
Oh, my God. Like, drink your poopy. The kind of poop you have the morning after a long night of drinking. Its most noticeable trait is the skid marks on the bottom of the toilet. What's the difference between that and the Lincoln Log poopy? I don't know.
But know
you get the drinker's vomits where you puke all
drink.
Over the toilet.
I can't drink. Well, I don't puke all over the toilet. I try to aim.
No.
I can't.
There's the corn poopy, which is very self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And that's what it says, self-explanatory.
Yeah, corn in there. Corn, you don't really eat corn. Just your stomach reassembles it. Doesn't
yes.
digest it.
Never digest. You can chew corn, and it puts it back together. The I wish I could poopy. That's the kind of poopy where you want to poopy, but all you do is sit in the toilet and fart a few times.
Yeah, because you feel like you've wasted your time and you haven't accomplished much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sort of like not going to the bank.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've wasted your time, wasted your day.
Yeah, by not going to the bank. The spinal tap poopy.
The spinal tap.
That's where it hurts so badly coming out, you'd swear it was leaving you sideways.
Ouch.
The spinal tap
Good
poopy.
God, what the fuck are you eating? Hot Wheels?
I don't know.
God damn.
Hot Wheels, shoe leather. There's the wet cheeks poopy, or the power dump as it's called. That's the kind that comes out so fast, your butt cheeks get splashed with water.
I think everybody's done that.
Everybody has.
That's worth it.
Boom!
It's one thing when you're at home and you're next to the shower, but when you're in public, you wonder what's been in that water.
Well, hopefully nothing. It's freshly flushed. If you go in there, you should always flush your toilet first.
Of course.
Put down an ass gasket.
You know what?
And take out the face.
You know what? Even if I walk up to a urinal or a toilet and somebody else has already urinated
in
it, I have to flush it first. I'm very funny about my pee touching another guy's pee.
Well, I think it's a splash.
Or woman.
It's
know,
a splash.
Sneak in.
The dangling poopy. This is one you were talking about earlier. The poopy refuses to drop in the toilet even though you are done poopying it. You just hope to shake it a couple times and it'll come loose. As you called it, the danglers.
Danglers. When did I fucking talk about this?
About 2 minutes ago. We'll replay it. I'll show you.
Okay.
The surprise poopy. You're not even at the toilet because you're sure you're about to fart. But oops, it's a poopy. That's diarrhea right there.
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. I think people have had that before. Like, you've had that, right?
What, the accidental poopy?
Yeah.
I can now safely say I've never had an accidental poopy.
Nah, you have.
As an adult.
Okay.
When I was a kid, though.
Well, see, that's different than, yeah, everybody's had it as a kid, then, yeah.
When I was a kid, man, there was this at one time, I swear to God, I vomit, shit, and pissed all at once. I had this super flu. And then it lasted an entire week where I couldn't move. And then I had the weirdest fucking thing any child could ever get for
Molesting
a sickness.
Uncle.
No. Next on Touched by an Uncle.
Touched Catholic style.
The worst thing I could ever imagine. Is strange. You ever heard of it? You may never. Scarlatina.
What the fuck is that?
Exactly. It's like the chicken pox, but it doesn't itch. You just break out in these little chicken pox everywhere. They had to run so much goddamn blood test on me, I was about 3 pints low when I was 5 years old. Because they didn't know exactly what it was for the first week it happened.
What was it?
Scarlatina. I shit you not. No joke to the poopy list. I had some really weird fucking disease for 2 weeks. It was like chicken pox, but without the itching.
Well, what happened?
It cured. It went away. I took some antibiotics and stuff like that. It went away.
How'd you get it?
We don't know. No fucking clue.
Well, you know, I had cow disease.
You know, something to that effect. I mean, I've also chicken pox, so I know the difference, but... You know, I just had to rest. Anyhow, that was the poopy list. So I hope I entertained someone.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel really good about knowing about the bowel movements.
Now you know a little bit more. The poopy list is
now,
there.
Now, next time,
to
you're
educate
in,
you.
Next time you're in the locker room with the guys, you'll know exactly what to say and how to say it.
Excuse me, guys. I've got a ghost poopy.
I got a ghost poopy. You hold on right there. I got a spinal tap coming out that'll flush the plumber away.
Flush the plumber away?
That's plumbing. I fucked that up. You can't do John Wayne and pause. It's like
John Wayne and Captain Kirk.
Actually, it's more like Jack Burton.
Jack Burton, yeah.
But you can't do Jack Burton or John Wayne and stop. It's like urinating. It hurts too much.
Ooh. It's next to impossible. It's like you can't stop a swallow. When you start swallowing something like soda or drink, or in your case, jizz, you can't stop swallowing
swallow
halfway
jizz,
through.
Dude.
You spit?
No. That shit,
yeah!
No, don't come near my mouth at all, no.
You like it on your chest and your hair?
Nope.
Where do you like it, then?
That ain't my bag. I'm not into man love.
Well, we know that. We know that. We'll take your word for it. We'll take your word for it.
Believe me.
We believe. Hey, so that's a poopy list. Now we've gone total derogatory. You want to take it back to Geek Talk, or do you want to go a little worse?
I don't know. See, about this time of the show, we would slow down. We'd probably lose everybody.
We lose everybody about 15 minutes before, because we usually do our usual stuff, like tell people about changes to the site, such as Kilroy. He has a new site.
What's Kilroy's new site?
Well, you go to vftp.net/Kilroy. It's pretty simple, actually. It's Geek News. So Kilroy compiles Geek News.
And what is he talking about?
He doesn't really talk about anything. He just compiles Geek News. Let me bring it up here. vftp.net/KILROY. vftp.net/Kilroy. And he brings up, he gives like headlines. Now, take a look at the HTML. So, pretty
That's
decent.
Great, it was designed by a 3-year-old.
Hey now, no. It was designed by Matt Drudge.
Somebody knows how to use Word and save his HTML document.
Ouch. I'm not even going to go into this art goo.
Britney Spears. That's actually one of the links that I have coming up. Britney Spears teaches, what was that? Physics.
Oh, no.
It's physics, and each page has some sort of Britney Spears narrative with her posing provocatively.
All right.
It's interesting.
I can handle that.
It would be better if it was somebody better looking. I mean, Britney Spears ain't too bad, but at the same time, she, you know what? She don't ring my bell.
Well,
she don't know how to dress properly, in my opinion. She don't know.
She doesn't dress
wants.
Herself. You know she doesn't dress herself. There's no way anybody could dress themselves. I mean, look at how much money that they make. No fucking way they could dress themselves. Hey, here's something up your alley from Kilroy's Geek News or Geek Report. Excuse me, my allergies are kicking in. What are you doing? Anyhow.
Let's see.
Kelly Osbourne sings. Ozzy Osbourne's teenage
Osbourne.
Daughter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What is she singing?
I don't know. Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, God.
She's doing a cover of Papa Don't Preach with Incubus members.
I want to picture her do something like, Bark at the Moon, actually.
That's what they said. They said it's actually not Bark at the Moon.
I would picture that right there. You know what? I saw the funniest thing. Who the fuck was that? I want to say it was Andy Richter. Did you see when they interviewed Ozzy on The Tonight Show?
No.
I could swear it was fucking Andy Richter, who was the guest before the Osbournes, and they come out. And Andy Richter has to move down the fucking couch. And what happens is Ozzy sits next to Jay. His wife sits behind, sits next to him. Mm-hmm. And the kids are on, chairs behind him, the fold-out ones.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter is sitting behind Ozzy, and the son is sitting behind Ozzy's wife, their mother. And Andy gets up and he fucking pats her on the back and shit.
Mm-hmm.
As she's sitting down, he kind of rubs her a little bit. And the look on Ozzy's daughter's face.
Oh, she freaked.
She was like, had this mean ass bulldog, pissed off, angry look in her eyes.
Yikes.
Like, how dare he? That was great. She's gonna make a fine wife.
Really? How do you figure?
She's gonna be one of them overprotective psychotic wives. Come on, Ozzy's daughter.
That's true. That's very true. I don't know though.
I wonder where I can find her.
I knew it. I knew it was gonna lead into that. I wonder where I can get your number.
Let's
You ever? You haven't watched the Osbournes yet, but I recommend.
No, I haven't. But I've seen her picture.
Woo! Yeah. You've seen her picture. Trust me. Wait till you hear her talk. You'll change your mind.
Why is that?
Oh, that Cockney accent.
She has this slutty Brit accent.
Dude, it's straight out Cockney accent, and it sometimes is grating. But I think she'd fit well in your family, you know? She likes to swear a lot.
Yeah.
I know you like to swear a lot. We know your mom likes to tell people to go fuck themselves a lot.
Yeah, like tit.
Yep. So we know that,
don't,
you know,
tit, fuck you.
So we know that, you know.
I don't blame her.
Fit in. What, Ozzy's daughter?
No, my mom.
Oh.
What the fuck are you doing to Spider-Man?
I'm just bending and twisting him because he has 30 points of articulation.
He's a fucking action figure. Grow up.
It's a toy, and I like playing with toys.
I can tell.
So does my wife.
I saw.
Yes. Yes, yes. So we got to do an interview with one of those.
You know what? I'm going to have to do the background.
We're going to have to do an interview
the
with the Cabana
Cheeto.
Boy.
The
Cabana Boy.
Cheeto. Cheeto. My mom locks me up all day. Calls me a retard. You have to hear this prank call, dude.
Oh, Jesus. We have to find some of that stuff to play.
Touchstone Terrace, who we got to get to.
Touchstone Terrace? Okay, we got to get some stuff for the show.
Yeah, we're going to do some wacky stuff for you people.
Like crazy and wacky.
Yuck!
Jesus Christ.
Shit.
So, I'm looking at this. I think we're going to start a wrap-up.
Guys, it's like some deranged, like, kid shows.
Soupy sales telling kids to mail in that $1. You know, find the green stuff in their parents' wallets and mail it in to him. But he doesn't give an address, of course.
That's
got in trouble
funny.
From the networks for doing that.
Really?
Yeah. There we go. Retarded Spider-Man.
You're going to fall. Wow.
You're trying to knock my retarded Spider-Man down. So he does. Thank you.
Committed suicide.
No, he wasn't playing EverQuest.
Ah-ha-ha.
He's smarter than that.
We have to bug our EverQuest players about that.
Yeah.
So when are you gonna? When's the date? When are you gonna die?
why are you causing people to kill themselves?
Yeah.
Did a raid
that,
go bad?
Yeah. I heard that your guild was saying some naughty things.
Guild. And they plan out one of these like raids and shit. Like it's like I was hearing about one person in there who they'll log in and they'll just stay logged in 24/7. And if something happens, they'll get paged. And then they can log in and go from AFK to available and play, and then go AFK when they're done with their moves.
No, man. That I couldn't do that. You know what's funny, though? What is the name of it? Grail? It's Grail. Grail is like EverQuest, but instead of being shitty pixel graphics, it's like Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past for Super Nintendo. It's a fun game.
Really?
Well, what happens is because you're walking around like EverQuest, and then what you do
is... Is that the one that Flying J was playing heavily?
Yes.
Okay.
Flying J likes it. I have to get together with Flying J. We're going to make some money on that. Check this out. You go into the, to like these cities or whatever, you know, and you can't... And it does, the game doesn't allow you to pull your sword out. Okay? You can't fight.
Right.
So Flying J goes to the newbie room. Everybody comes into this lobby of this room. The new players do once they're created and they sign up. So and everybody gets a certain amount of money. So Flying J always comes up to people and says, "Oh, yeah, are you new?" Sure. Yeah, I was new too. He goes, "Hey, let me show you where some gold is." So they follow him. He gets him outside of the borders of the safety zone, and he kills them. He murders players for their money.
Nice.
That's totally hilarious. He's all, "You should do it, man." He goes, "You hide in the bushes, man. I bring them to you, and you jump out and kill them."
That way he doesn't seem like the guilty party.
Exactly. What makes this funnier is this right here. Every time I hear this, or not every time, because he only told me like a couple times that one day, it doesn't sound like he's talking like a video game. Like, it's really funny. He's talking like serious, like real life. It almost sounds, because he's that serious into it.
That's an addiction, folks. I think that's straight up addiction.
Scary.
When your life revolves around a video game.
That's frightening.
Yes.
Yeah.
It slowed down.
But like you
predicted.
Like the game a lot. Actually, it was a lot.
It slows down after 2 hours of excitement. Fun.
Yeah.
And tee-hee-hee.
Actually, tonight was a pretty action-packed show.
It was. We were pretty, yep.
Can't wait to
We're reminiscing on a two-hour fucking show
in
the last 5 minutes. This is pathetic.
I remember when your wife brought in the Cabana Boy. You should have turned them on. I would have fucking laughed my ass off.
We have to do that on the air, though.
That's going to be funny at work.
That'll be on the air. We'll get that.
It'd be funny if we could do it like cartoon voices.
Oh, yeah, you let me out.
I can't do it. I'm laughing too hard.
That's not right.
So like Ned.
Exactly. It's like South Park Ned. Anyhow, you are listening to the Spank Wagon Radio.
For you to try.
Spank Wagon Radio is only available at spankwagon.n3.net.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can check out anybody who does contribute to us by either emailing our respective emails, which are available on the site.
Exactly.
Or using the submission page.
Trench@mac.com or claudeballs@hotmail.com.
Don't forget killroyshatemail@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you can't forget Kilroy. Of course, you can always catch his audio shows, the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. Latest one, Chris of Fornication. If you haven't heard it yet, download it. It's good listening.
It's actually pretty funny.
Very fun.
Or you can actually listen to his Star show last week.
This is last week's Easter show.
The Easter special.
Which, of course, is all done by date. I need to start labeling them by names.
Yeah, we really should do that.
Makes it easier.
Fuck them up, though.
Yeah.
We'll have to
change shit in the middle of the day. But of course, let's see. What else? I don't have much else to say.
No, that's...
Just want to say thank you to our host, VFTP.net.
That's right.
Live 365.
Uh-huh.
Check out SaveInternetRadio.org.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's actually something in my rants, in my Blender for Brains.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of information there. Of course, you can go to the site and read that. I won't bore you with it.
That's right. But basically, this was a good night brought to you by us.
Us.
Thank us.
We're here entertaining you.
Because you people are too fucking dumb to entertain yourselves.
Exactly.
That's why we have to record the show.
Uh-huh.
So you can hear later.
Because you always seem to forget or fuck up,
assholes,
how to listen live. But hey,
mm-hmm.
What can I say?
We're here.
Spankwagon.n3.net.
And we're out.
Spankwagon Radio. Good night.
Load yourselves.
Masturbate more often.
Spank Wagon Radio, only at www.spankwagon.m3.net.